Proclamation number 7402 of 1st of September, 1959. Forwarding the power from God. When my word sounds to you from above, it is an influx of my strength of love which must always have its effect. Thus your soul will never remain unimpressed, even if the body feels nothing of it. The soul feels the influx of strength and either uses it immediately when the opportunity arises or it withholds the strength until it needs it. And it will always let the strength work to fulfill my commandments. It will do something by which it fulfills my will. It will, as it were, always be urged by the spirit within itself to do or refrain from doing what corresponds to my will. My direct address must have such an effect or it would not be a divine emanation. For nothing that comes from me remains without effect. This is why a person can call himself rich who constantly receives the grace of my direct address, for his soul will mature because it is never without strength to work with love in accordance with my commandments. It will not need to force itself to do so. It will be driven from within. The human being will feel the need to hand out because he can make his fellow human beings happy. And this can be earthly material goods but also spiritual goods, for the human being will always possess both in accordance with my promise, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all else will be added to you. And even if a person is not richly blessed with goods, he will always have what he needs and will always also be able to give to his fellow human beings who are in need. And likewise he will be able to distribute spiritual possessions, for he constantly receives such from me myself because he gives himself to me and opens his heart when I want to speak to him. There is a direct connection from the kingdom of light to earth as soon as a person hands himself over to me and expects to be addressed by me. And this bond is also utilized by the inhabitants of the world of light, who are present wherever my word is heard because they likewise pass it on to where spiritual darkness still exists. All these beings of light likewise receive my word, my address, and all of them also receive strength again with it, which they constantly let emanate again to the beings which are still powerless. And the state of powerlessness can be found everywhere, on earth as well as in the kingdom of the beyond. But what my direct address from above means precisely when the beings are without strength and desire, it cannot be made comprehensible to you humans. But you yourselves are called to pass on my strength, and therefore every person is also blessed who makes it possible for my strength to emanate to my living creations which need it. Contact must be established between the source of strength and the beings which are still devoid of all strength. And where a human being is ready for this, the source of strength can now also pour out and flow through all powerless beings, for there is great hardship on earth among people who lack strength. But also in the kingdom of the beyond an immense number of beings remain powerless and wait for help to be brought to them in the form of a supply of strength. And such an influx of strength is made possible by a person on earth who voluntarily prepares himself as a vessel into which I can pour my flow of strength of love, who opens his heart and ear and listens to what I say to him, and who is then eagerly willing to pass on what he hears to all who want to listen to him again, who accept my word as it was conveyed to people from me myself from above. All will experience abundant blessings who only allow themselves to be addressed by me, to whom my word is a gift of light from above and who now move it into their hearts and live accordingly. But they must be doers and not just hearers of my word, then every word will be a blessing to them which has taken the path from above by a willing person to all people who listen to and live it out again of their own free will. And the source of strength will not run dry. Again and again people will be able to refresh themselves from it. Again and again they will be able to draw from the well of life. And again I will address every person who only desires to be addressed by me. Amen.